So we've got loads of your fantastic questions for us to answer this week. But first, Dave, what are we going to be doing for this week's Kitchen Science?
Well, this week's Kitchen Science is really, really simple. All you need is two similar plastic tumblers, so not the really light, cheapy ones you get out of machines, the ones which like pretend to be glass.
You've got lovely kind of like picnic wear there with nice blue spots. That's very nice. Okay, great.
You could probably do it with glass ones, but I don't want to tell you to it because you might not have a glass one at the end of it if it goes wrong.
Okay, so reach for your picnic hampers, people. Wonderful.
Okay, then what you need is some kitchen paper, just normal kitchen paper. Anything a bit absorbent will probably do. So basically get some kitchen paper. You want to cut out a piece a little about the same size as the top of one of your glasses.
A bit bigger perhaps? Does it have to go over the edges?
Yeah, you just wanted to go over the edges.
A little bit. Okay, right. So you're tearing that. Okie dokie. Got that.
Okay, then what you want to do is get some hot water. Pour it into both glasses. Very hot water out the tap, let it run for a while.
Not from the kettle, though.
Not from the kettle.
Okay.
It's a bit dangerous.
Gotcha.
Yeah. From the tap, pour some into both glasses, give it a good swirl round. Get your piece of kitchen paper damp, put it out, pour the water out of one of them, put the kitchen paper over it, give the other one a swirl, pour the water out, turn it upside down on top of the first one, leave it for 20 seconds, then try and pick it up with the top glass.
Fantastic. That sounds quite simple. I think you should have got that. But basically, get your plastic cups, heat them up with some water, put your piece of kitchen towel on top of them, put them together and see what happens. Going to have Dave back a bit later to tell us how it works.
Thank you, Helen. We are, of course, taking your questions. In a second, Edwin has got an explosive question about bullets falling. But